I have a tweet that has gone minorly viral. It was in response to a quote tweet that said, "Give me your worst roommate stories. Go." And I posted this story last night. We lived in a studio apartment together. When I was sleeping, he would walk in, turn on the light, and start making dinner. When I was making dinner, he would turn off the light and go to bed. I got very good at cooking with my phone light, which is true. This is what happened in sophomore year of college for me. And as of this recording, it has 51 likes from a bunch of people I don't know. I don't know how people are seeing this. It's only been retweeted twice, but, oh, nope, three times. There we go. But I don't know how people are seeing this. I guess this is Twitter's algorithm saying, oh, this is something you'll be interested in. Who knows? But I'm starting to get responses from people, again, that I don't know, that are asking me questions about the situation, like, why didn't you turn off the MFing light back on? And my response to that is social anxiety. This was the year that I learned how to be socially anxious, not cope with it. I coped with it very badly. I just stayed in bed most days in this apartment that I had hung a blanket up to separate myself off of the rest. It was really bad. But this is how I learned about my social anxiety. It was living with this freaking guy who was a terrible roommate. And also the follow-up tweet that I posted, this also happened. He changed the Wi-Fi password and refused to give it to me. I could only use the Wi-Fi when he went to bed and I could disconnect from the router and plug the Ethernet cord into my laptop. It was a horrible situation. And that's why I didn't turn the MFing light back on, random user, because I couldn't. I was too scared to deal with it. It's really bad. I don't know. But that was also the year I discovered podcasts, which I am now making. I'm recording this Anchor recording very similarly to how I recorded my first podcasts, leaning very close to the built-in microphone of one of my devices and just hanging out and talking and hoping people listen to it. So you are the first people to get this story, Anchor. Thank you for listening.